Let's do it. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is season 4, episode 12 of Sticky Pickles, June's new job, and oh baby.
Oh baby.
So we're going to get cracking because I have an appointment to get to. Maria, crack on. Tell us about your sticky pickle.
Okay, no banter, Kroll. We got to stay on task.
No, I'm really good at that.
Just get to the resolution on this story. Okay, so June, she's in her early 40s. She is a hot, hot lady.
Hot. All right.
She just is hot. She just happens to be a gorgeous human being, you know, like me.
Yep.
And like you. So
yay.
So June has moved to a whole new city. She doesn't know anybody or anything around for this new job. So she has like just moved into her apartment, and she shows up at her new job that she's very excited about and finds out that, as she thought at her interview, that her boss is indeed a really super nice guy. And she meets all of her coworkers. Her coworkers are all amazing, especially this one named Clifford.
Clifford.
So Clifford is around June's age. He is clearly very socially awkward, like can't quite meet her gaze, like kind of like, oh, he's
she's beautiful like you,
and he's awkward like me. so this story is about me versus me.
No, aren't they all?
they truly are. That's what a narrative's all about. Clifford can't meet people's gaze so well. He's always kind of like stumbling over his words a little bit. But his intentions seem very good. He seems like a sweet guy. And June notices a couple days into her new job. She's like just, you know, 2 days into her new job, that Clifford, when he's trying to talk to her, he kind of keeps glancing at her chest.
Oh.
And truth be told, June has an amazing bazooms.
Bazoonkas.
Like, she's got a great rack. And she knows it. Like, you know, it's a thing that one can know about oneself.
Right.
And she's like, you know, this happens sometimes.
Is she, okay, I need to ask, is she accentuating her mammary glands?
Well, see, this is the thing she's thinking to herself. Because at first she was like, okay, that's a little uncomfortable when somebody does that. But it's not unheard of in her life. She's, I wouldn't say necessarily used to it, but it has happened enough where she's like, okay, I'm not going to make a deal out of this. But when she goes to the bathroom later, she realizes like, oh yeah, this top isn't low cut, but I've got one of those necklaces that kind of hits just so, and it's very, very shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a big pendant necklace. So it's like one of those, like, it's a little attention grabbing.
I mean, if a guy has a big package and is wearing a ginormous golden belt buckle, you might glance. Right?
It might grab one's attention. Same with like he has, you know, a saber sword sitting on his hip or something. You'd be like, that's a big sword you've got there.
Peter Pan shoes. Yeah. I notice.
One notices such things. And sometimes one's gaze tends to cross one. Okay, I'm going to stop saying that. But yeah, it's she's like, all right, you know, let me give the guy a benefit of the doubt because I don't think he was doing this before. And you know, this is a very big necklace. Like, yeah, maybe this wasn't the smartest thing to wear. You know, she's just a few days into her job. She, to use your phrase, she keeps everything shtum. I don't know. Yeah. She doesn't really talk about her personal life, keeping it professional.
We're here to work and show my tits off. No.
Well, you know, they're there, right?
They happen to follow you everywhere, lead you everywhere. You
yeah. There's nothing. They come with you.
Yeah.
I mean, usually. So another day or two elapse. It's about 4 days into her new job, so she hasn't even completed her first week.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's starting to close up for the day, and Clifford offers to walk June back to her car because, you know, it's a nice evening out, and like, oh, we're closing up at the same time, why don't we're just chit-chatting, like, I'll walk you back. And they're getting along fine. You know, Clifford's a nice guy, June's a perfectly pleasant person to converse with, so the conversation's nice. And as she gets to her car door, Clifford says, well, June, you know, there are some really great places around here in town. I know you're new here. I'd happily show them to you sometime since you're new. Maybe I can take you out to dinner.
Okay. Very nicely done.
Yeah. And for a socially awkward guy, that was...
Yeah. He didn't trip on his words once.
Didn't trip on his words. He said it smooth. And June... So, oh, Clifford, I really appreciate the gesture, but I'm going to have to politely decline. But thank you. And she's not looking at Clifford now because she can just see his face just fell. Like, he's kind of crushed. But he's trying to play cool. Like, he's trying to play cool, but, like, that hurt.
Right.
And in the interest of saving face, she squeezes into her car as quick as by Clifford and like, closes the door and turns over the engine and whoop, 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 like, gets out
piling
of
piling her boobs in after her. Yeah.
She boobily breasted into her car. and she's like, I'm just going to leave.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here because that was awkward for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, June gets home from her day at work. Her husband, Lawrence, greets her at the door. Hi, honey. How was your day? He says, you know, he's been very curious to hear how this is going at this new place. And, you know, they're still trying to unpack everything. About 15 minutes of blah, 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 new work. Boss said this, confused about that goal. Not sure where this stuff is, but figuring it out. Oh, and at the very end of the day, it's so funny. That guy Clifford I was telling you about, he asked me out. Lawrence is like... Oh, that's interesting. And she goes, yeah, well, you know, I didn't tell him I was married. You know, he had no idea. As far as he knew, I was single. And Lawrence is like, okay, yeah, you know, it happens.
He doesn't ask, why don't you tell people we're married? Or it's kind of an agreement between them?
Well, I mean, it's one of those, maybe it just never came up yet. I mean, it might eventually, you know.
I'm guessing she doesn't wear a ring either.
No.
Right.
No, yeah. I mean, not everybody does.
Mystery marriage.
I often don't wear mine just because I
don't. Totally.
Not because I'm trying to lure men in. I just forget. So a couple weeks elapse. It is now a holiday party.
Right.
And at holiday parties, often one brings a plus one. Mm-hmm. So June is there. Her husband, Lawrence, is there with her. Okay. They're all gussied up and, you know, meeting everybody. Lawrence is like, okay, you know, obligatory sip a glass of terrible champagne and... eat the crudité or whatever and hope we can get out of here pretty soon.
What a whiny. Why can't he have fun?
Oh, I hate those things.
You're channeling it.
I'm channeling myself. I hate these things so much. By the way, my husband loves them.
I love them too. I just think, go for it. Have fun.
Yeah, I would bring him to my work party being like, I want to leave. And he'll be like, I want to meet everyone. I'm having a blast. And I'm like, no, I want to go.
Okay, so yeah, so Lawrence is putting up with this.
Yeah, he's just dealing. He's being fine. And at one point, he's sort of, his back is turned as he's, you know, digging through the hot dogs or whatever they call them, the sausages. And he's a few steps away from June. And at that point, Clifford walks up to June and says, wow, June, you are looking so beautiful. That red dress is incredibly flattering on you.
Okay.
And June goes, oh, thank you, Clifford. That's really kind of you to say. Mm-hmm. And Lawrence is not standing next to her, but he hears it. And, you know, Clifford has already exited. Like, they're not chatting. He just kind of dropped that compliment and left. And Lawrence is thinking to himself, like, that guy, he's got a lot of nerve to say that to you, especially after everything. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this girl? Do you think this is going...
What, that he said she looked good in a dress?
Is that... Do you think, given that he got rejected by her, do you think he's trying to press his luck? Or is that just like a normal thing people can say?
I'm just thinking marriage isn't ownership, right? Like, people can compliment her as much as they want. Right?
Yeah, true.
I mean, isn't that nothing to do with him at all? Like, it's up to her to say, hey, meet my husband.
Yes, that's very true. Now, at this point, it's pretty clear that Clifford knows that...
and he just said, you look great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Lawrence is
Are you never allowed to compliment a married woman again? Like, so many, if I dress up, a lot of my male friends would be like, whoa, you look hot, or wow, I love the dress. Like, you know, that's totally...
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky.
And I've never even thought about, shut up. I've never even thought about, like, my husband's feelings to that, on that. I do know people that would be a bit nose out of joint about it, but I'm really glad I ain't married to them.
Yeah, no, I know people like that too. Not my husband. I think my husband would be very cool, but I have never received like a physical compliment in the workplace at all from a coworker. male or female. Like, it's just not, I've never, I don't know if that's an American thing.
Well, yeah, but maybe that's because when you go to the dance parties, you're there with your gloomy doomy face, hating everything, and no one wants to go near you. Might have no-
Gloomy doomy face is not on. I am putting on my socially anxious, I'm smiling and being the life of the party. I'm very on right now, and I'm going to be exhausted for 3 days afterward. I'm going to be dead to the world. I know when Eric's listening to this, he's going to be nodding. He's going to be like, yeah, she's going to die. So
you know, Maria, maybe you need to take a page out of June's book and start wearing some of those sexier dresses.
To me, the idea of complimenting someone's physical appearance at work or with a coworker is like, I just would never. It's a coworker. I just would never cross that line ever. Like, I would just go unsaid. Wow. Yeah, and same thing.
Yeah. Maybe that's a thing, though, different between the states and here.
It might be. Maybe it's our litigious society that we would just never. I'm pretty sure maybe I've told, like, a fellow female coworker, like, I like your sweater or something like that, like, if I really did. But I've never heard a male coworker say anything about, like, anything appearance-wise. Like I clearly just got a haircut. Like, I lopped all my hair off. I'm walking into work with a buzz cut. Oh, I didn't notice. And that's possible that maybe they didn't. But, like, they just won't.
I don't think a day went by when I worked in an office that I didn't compliment someone. Literally.
That's because you're a good person.
No, I don't know if it is. It's also just to spread a bit of joy because people are fucking miserable at work, right?
Yeah, but I'm also thinking about my guy friends, and many of my guy friends are like the quieter, nerdier guys. I've never heard them say anything like, maybe again, I'm just busted. But
I think that's true. I think if someone is more socially anxious, right, they won't kind of be as exuberant with their... Or even say anything. You're right.
Yeah. I've just never heard it. I've never. And like, my gal friends and I will be like, I love your shoes. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, we'll do that. But not never the guy friends.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Look, we're different, but both great.
Yeah. So there is a little coda to this story. Coda. Yeah. Because that wasn't the end. So a couple of weeks after the holiday party, everything's going fine at work. There's no weirdness. Like, Clifford's fine. There's nothing. June's car won't start. And she's at work and it's cold, like, you know, it's snowing, like, she needs to get home and she can't. And she's calling Lawrence, and Lawrence, for whatever reason, he's not able to answer the phone. And where they're at, there's no Uber, there's no taxi, so she's like, I need a ride. Clifford is there and he offers June a ride. No hanky-panky, nothing weird goes on. It's completely normal, like, nothing inappropriate happens. But Clifford does give June a ride to her house.
Okay.
And when Lawrence finds out, he's livid. Yeah. And he's like, you got to report Clifford for sexual harassment.
Oh, fuck,
he's going
off
after you.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a wake up call on who you married.
He's like, he's going to wear you down. He's trying to wear you down. I know this trick. He's trying to wear you down. And if he's doing this to you, he's doing this to your other female coworkers. To protect them, for your fellow ladies, you need to report this guy. And June's reaction is the same as yours. Like, fuck off. That's not what's happening.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. Like, yeah, I would just be like, okay, who drank the crazy Kool-Aid?
Maybe it's all because of that boob glance. That yes. Set Lawrence off on that whole trajectory, maybe.
I would say to Lawrence that if he starts making this all difficult and Clifford stays the gentleman and he turns into batshit crazy jealous guy, he is tipping the things in Clifford's favor on his own. By acting like a douche.
That's the long game that Clifford's playing, is expose your husband for the piece of shit he is and then swoop in.
Well, just being nice, you know, just being the good guy. I think the good guys do win in the end, you know.
I agree. Well, Clifford, keep wearing her down, maybe you'll maybe it'll happen for you, dude. Keep hoping. All right, that's my sticky.
Excellent. Yeah, right, fuck you, Lawrence.
So, Kroll, yours
yes.
is, oh, baby.
Yes.
Yes. So
okay,
tell.
So Mia and Ben.
Mia and Ben.
Married, have had a baby girl 6 weeks ago.
Oh, bless.
They're
exhausted.
It's their first. They are both thrilled and utterly exhausted, right?
Mm-hmm.
But thrilled, totally thrilled. Now, there has there is a tiny, teeny, tiny problem that keeps rearing its little head.
The poop.
Their baby girl remains unnamed. And that is because they cannot agree on what to call her.
Oh, they're not doing the tradition, like super old world, like not until she's baptized do we give her a name thing?
No, they're just, wait, they're just going to.
That's a thing. Yeah. Some people do that. I'm not saying that's a that's
yeah. Some people do. No, no. Yeah. They just have not been able to agree on a name.
So right? what are they just calling her baby?
At the moment, it's baby. No name. Baby.
Yep.
Now, I have to say, Mia is a bit of a free spirit, free thinker, right? Some people would call her boho, maybe.
Boho.
Like, you know, wears headscarves, writes poetry. And she has very strong views on what she wants to name her first baby girl. And Ben had no idea that he had any strong views on this. In fact, he now realizes utterly stupidly, he told her when she was 7 months pregnant and in agony that yes, yes, she could choose the baby's first name with no interference from him. Because he doesn't care, right? If her name's Hannah or Bianca or Sophia or Gemma or whatever, Carol.
Okay. Carola. Maria.
Carola.
Carola.
He's like, well, whatever she's named, that name, she'll define that name for me.
True. Oh, yes.
Like that name just becomes, she's the most important thing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fine with this. Until Maria told Maria. Until
yes.
Until Mia told him what name she chose.
Hmm.
Okay, now you're going to have to try and get, because he's really unhappy, okay? So the reason she's choosing this name is she wants to celebrate this little baby, this moment that she came to them. She's already changed their entire worlds, you know, and they're only, you know, this is a few days in, they had their first conversation about this.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she says, I'm absolutely sure. And she goes, are you ready? It's not very common. And Ben's like, yeah, yeah, shoot, shoot. I'm cool. This first conversation they had on this. And now, okay, no, Maria, between us, this is not a good name.
Okay.
Like, I think you and I can agree this is horrid.
Oh, okay, bracing myself.
Do you want to try and take a few guesses?
Oh, Jesus.
And it did come from a website. I looked up the worst baby girl names ever.
Oh, jeez.
For this story.
Worst, Ethel?
Oh, it's worse than Ethel.
I mean, and I, no shade to anyone actually named Ethel. I'm just trying to think of names that people would be maybe going like, that's an old-fashioned name.
I wouldn't say this is an old-fashioned name.
Temperance. I don't know. Chastity.
Oh, not far off with Chastity.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm in agony. Tell me.
Okay, do you want to take a sip of tea?
I have coffee next to me. Do you want me to do a spit take on my microphone?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
You may not. You may not. I may have done too much of a buildup. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The name that Mia has chosen for her baby girl.
Drum roll.
Is Orgasm.
No, she didn't. No.
And Ben is
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, no. No way in absolute heaven, earth, and things below did she choose that as a name.
Uh-huh. She starts crying when Ben freaks out, saying, I knew you wouldn't understand. This is really important to me. And you promised, Ben. And he's like, but I didn't think you'd fucking choose something fucking embarrassing, ridiculous, stupid.
No.
This was not the thing to say.
She's sleep deprived as all get out right now. There's no way that she's in her right mind. Okay, I mean, there's
right.
no way.
So they go on for hours, right? And then they agree to wait another week before anyone makes a decision, right? Because he's thinking that, right? He's thinking, she just got baby brain. You know, this is insane.
Yeah, that's...
But this was weeks and weeks ago, and she's not changed her mind.
So she's bouncing this little bundle of joy on her knee, going, little orgasm. Like, yes. Really?
Yes. And he's worried that she's starting to, you know, respond to this name.
No.
And he's like, look, maybe you should talk to your parents. Why did my parents have anything to do with the name that I had this baby in my belly for 9 months? It's my choice. And he's trying to explain how awkward it would be, you know, introducing her. And she tells him, just get over it. You know, it'll be a big deal at the beginning. And he's like, my parents.
That, and she's like, literally everybody, not just the parents.
Yes.
Like, name your kid ejaculate. Why would you? I mean, I know an orgasm is not exclusively ejaculate. I mean, just to be clear. But yeah. It's just like, you might as well be like body fluids. I mean,
so this is where we are now. This is where we kind of need a sitch. So he's convinced she's gone loopy after the delivery. And, you know, he's trying to buy time until she comes to her senses. But as every week goes by, he's getting a little more jittery.
Well, I guess my question to her would be like, is the name that she's trying to convey like something of great joy?
Like, it maybe was the moment she was conceived. It was that. It was that spark, that little.
Well, maybe give her a name of like the place she was conceived, like bed. I don't know, sofa, back of the car, whatever.
Toilet.
Shower stall, in the kitchen. I mean, I don't know, but like, maybe it's like if you're thinking of like the spark of life, like find a name that's evokes spark or fire or. Just life. Zoe. The name Zoe means life. I mean, you could go.
He's sighing at you like my dad would sigh at me, right? Because he's like, I've tried.
Okay, bro.
I would call her Shelf.
Like, unless the name is written on legal documentation, it ain't legal yet. So that's my.
Interesting you bring that up. Because that's what he's thinking. He's thinking maybe he just needs to go down to the registry office and give her a beautiful, normal name without involving Mia.
I'm just having a hard time with Mia not understanding how bad that's going to be for her kid as she gets older to have that kind
Look,
of a name.
Life is full of people with different and varying opinions, and I can tell you this is the sitch.
Mia, get your head out of your asshole. Like,
Call her asshole.
Yeah, I am. That's a mean name. The idea is beautiful, but that is a mean name to give your kid. Like, don't.
Right.
They're going to be like relentlessly.
He agrees. Yeah. Ben agrees with you 100%. And he actually, you know what? He just says, fuck it. I'm going to go down and register her with a normal name. Like, screw this. I'm just going to call her Jen. It's going to be fine.
Or Jenum. Or Jesum. No. Or
yeah, Jesum.
Jenasm.
Jiz.
That might be worse than orgasm as a name. Just Jiz.
Spunk.
No. Ay, ay, ay.
So there's the lady behind, you know, the counter. He asks for the documents, and the lady goes, you know, she's already been named. And she's looking down the sheet, and she goes, her name is O, and she stops. And she just hands him the paper for him to read.
Yeah.
And Ben's like, fuck off. He fucking knew it. He should have got here earlier, right?
So you're telling me that mom with a 6-month-old baby has had time to sneak down to the city hall and name her kid?
This story was created by someone who does not procreate it.
I'm just like, she's lucky if she has had a shower.
Ben can't even look, like he has to read, right? He's got to see it on paper. He can't believe this.
Maybe the name is Organza.
Do you know what? The name is actually O.
The letter O?
O.
A big O.
Hence my name, O Baby.
Oh!
And said that Ben could, you know, maybe Ben could live with that. So it was kind of a surprise for him in case he fucking went down there.
That, honestly, if it's just O, it's fine.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
Exactly. And, you know, when they talk later, she says, well, it's the sound you made. Yeah, that's it for this episode of Sticky Pickles.
Oh, my God.
I hope we made you smile. That would have been a good name. OMG!
OMG!
No one probably says OMG in that situation. probably always like the full length.
In flagrante derelicto. Yeah.
You'd say the oh my god. You wouldn't go the OMG.
Listeners, if any one of you actually says OMG in that moment of pure ecstasy, I want to hear from you. Like, I get in touch with me. I want to know you because that's hilarious. And you can be anonymous, but I want to interview you on this show. You heard it here first. We're gonna have you as a guest. OMG orgasmer.
If we made you smile, you know what to do. Reach out and review.
And you can always get in touch with us on social media. And I love those of you that are tweeting us because it's fun talking to y'all. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And anything else, including older episodes you might have missed, you can find on stickypickles.com.
Yay! See you guys next week.
Yes.
For our last show of the season. Warning, if you made it this far.
Oh yeah, that's right. We're gonna do a little
hiatus,
breaky break, yeah. a little hiatus, so we can recharge our charging up our lasers, our story lasers.
Exactly, and we will even next week tell people why we're taking a break. Perhaps,
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, I think we should.
Me too.
I think we should.
All right, see you guys next week.
All right, bye.